I'll just say, friends, Mr. Field is hoping to preach to us this morning, but he is in great pain and weakness today. May we be helped to hold up his arms by prayer, and may this be a true anniversary occasion when the Lord will appear. Our opening hymn is number 254. The fear of the Lord our days will prolong, in trouble afford a confidence strong, will keep us from sinning, will prosper our ways, and is the beginning of wisdom and grace. Hymn 254.
us read together from the Word of God, from two portions of Scripture. First, the book of the Song of Solomon in chapter 2. The book of the Song of Solomon, chapter 2. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. As a lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under the shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Stay me with flagons, comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up, nor awake my love till he please. The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountain, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall, he looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret place of the stairs, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Take us the foxes, the little foxes, that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies until the day break and the shadows flee away. Turn, my beloved, be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether. Now please turn to the Gospel according to John chapter 20. Gospel of John chapter 20, and we'll read the first 18 verses. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and I know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked upon into the sepulchre, and see two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith to them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. And here we leave the reading of God's word, and may he bless it to us and help us now to pray. Kind, never merciful and gracious Lord God, we do humbly pray, dear Lord, that thou graciously help us, Lord, this Lord's Day morning. As, Lord, we, the friends, gather together in Swavesey Chapel, and here there's a poor man in his home going to attempt to preach to them. And we do pray, dear Lord, then, thou wilt be pleased to own and bless the means used. We thank thee, Lord, for the means. And we pray, dear Lord, that it may prove a blessing even this day. Our Lord, thou knowest how personally, Lord, we had longed to meet together with our friends that's waited today, being an anniversary date to us, Lord, of 40 years of speaking in thy name in this place, that, Lord, thou hast seen fit, thou hast seen otherwise. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. But, dear Lord, thou hast still made a way. And we pray, Lord, that it may be owned and blessed of thee. Lord, we ask then thy gracious help. Lord, yes, Lord, a poor man needs thy help, Lord, to speak. We need help, we need strength, we need wisdom, we need understanding. We need thee, Lord, to bless thy word, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that help, divine help, may be received in the pew. Oh, Lord, we do ask thy gracious help. And we pray, dear Lord, then, thy rich presence and thy blessing. and oh, and thou condescend to graciously, kindly own and bless, Lord, thy word this Lord's day. We pray then, Lord, thy presence now. Lord, we do thank thee, Lord, for the many mercies we have. Mercies countless as the sand, which daily we receive. As our health and strength, as our use of natural faculties, as comfort, beds to lie on, roof over our head. Lord, there's the word of God. There's the open Bible. There's the house of God to meet in. Lord, we thank thee for all these things and pray, Lord, that thou grant us true and thankful hearts. And Lord, we pray also that thou help us to come before thee, Lord, because we do thank thee that there is a throne of grace. We thank thee there is a footstool of mercy. And we thank thee that thou didst send thine own dear beloved Son into this world to suffer, bleed, and die in sinners' place, room, and stead. Oh, and make a way for salvation for poor, guilty sinners. And thou knowest, Lord, how many in the congregation at Swayze this morning feel to come under that category of poor, guilty sinners. Oh, and now they want and they long to hear thy voice, hear thee to say to them, I am thy salvation, and I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Lord, do then graciously help, do blessedly, mercifully appear unto each and all, we do pray. Hear then our prayer. We ask and pray, dear Lord, that thou remember, dear Lord, the congregation then, church and congregation at Swayze. Lord, when we think back to our first visit, Lord, there was, memories correct, there was four children there, Lord, then. Lord, but now, let's bless them, Lord, and we thank thee for it. Oh, and we pray, dear Lord, that go on to bless them. And oh, that these children now, Lord, those children then are now men and women, Lord, and they also have children. And we pray, Lord, then that thou continue thy kindness. And oh, that there may be that seed raised up to serve thee, to call thee the Redeemer blessed, that thou graciously work in their hearts and save their souls. Oh, that they may have been born only to be born again of thy gracious Holy Spirit. And bless, Lord, with that which we've been singing in the opening hymn this morning. Oh, the fear of the Lord, the fear that keeps us from sinning, preserves us from sin, prospers our way, and is the beginning of wisdom and grace. Lord, do then graciously, blessedly help, we do beseech thee. We pray, Lord, that thou remember our friends that hold office. Lord, be with them and help them in all their cares, concerns, and responsibilities. Be their guide and counselor, we pray thee, and graciously help them, we do beg and ask. And dear Lord, we do pray that then that thou remember the dear children. Lord, as they're all ages there, Lord, we pray that think and remember the little ones and be with them and watch over them. We think some of the older ones, Lord, it may be at this time they're taking exams, Lord, at school, whatever those exams may be. We do pray thy help for them. Lord, that grant that success, Lord, that those things that they've been studying through the past year. And we pray, Lord, that thou graciously help them and go before them, Lord, and provide for them. Oh, that would grant them success if they should go on to university. They may be blessed there and help there. And, Lord, and if they go forth into this world to earn, as it's often said, the bread that perisheth, we pray, Lord, that thou bless them and help them find employment for them. And Lord, and do find for them loved ones that they may go together to the house of God and eventually, Lord, to come to that blessed place of marriage, Lord, and to be together. Oh, we pray, Lord, thy gracious help for them. We do think, Lord, of those that walk in bereavement's path amongst them. Comfort their hearts, graciously support them, Lord. Bless their souls. Be very near to them, Lord, we pray, and draw near. Lord, we pray then that thou be near. Lord, we think of thy servant that is due to speak to them tonight. We pray for him, Lord, thy blessing, Lord, to be with him this day where he is. And Lord, and then again this evening at Swavesey, we pray. We do ask, Lord, that remember then thy people also in bereavement's path, Lord. And Lord, and that makes us think of ourselves, Lord. Oh, to be ready. Oh, Lord, for one day will not be, it will be our funeral. It won't be somebody else. It'll be our funeral. Oh, Lord, we pray then that fit and prepare us for heaven and for eternity and make us right and keep us right. Oh, and wash us in that fountain, open for sin and uncleanness, clothe us in that righteousness of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, we do beseech thee. Pray, Lord, remember others in sickness and affliction's path. Lord, we understand, Lord, there are some, Lord, absent because of COVID. We pray for them, Lord, to graciously help them, blessedly appear for them, do restore them to health and strength. There's others, Lord, here and there. We think of some, dear Lord, with some terminal illness. Lord, we pray thy blessing, Lord, upon them. And, oh, that as they walk in the valley of the shadow of death, they may fear no evil and feel that thou art with them. And we do thank thee, Lord, for thy mercies to our own dear one. Lord, we pray, if it be thy will, in the week now commence, Lord, that we may rejoice to have a home with us once more. Lord, and what that will mean, thou knowest. But Lord, do go before us. Give us strength. Give us all needed wisdom. Give us patience. Give us understanding. Graciously help. And pray, dear Lord, thou be with us. Oh, Lord, we have hope we've learned a few things, Lord, in this trial that we've been in. Lord, and we pray, thou help us. Lord, we can no longer say we haven't got any friends. Lord, thy mercies to us have been very great. Friends have been so kind and helpful. We bless thee. We thank thee for it, Lord. Pray thou still go before us. Be with us, Lord, in life's pathway. We do beseech thee. Lord, do graciously help. We pray, O Lord, that remember any in any particular trial or trouble or difficulty. Make a way for them. Bless them. Lord, oh, may they see thy hand, thy goodness passing before them. And dear Lord, may it please thee, Lord, to make the crooked straight and the rough place plain. Break down the mountains. Lord, and be near and gracious, we pray. And then, Lord, there's the things to pray for, Lord, our nation to pray for. Oh, gracious Lord, do blessedly help. Do mercifully appear, we do pray. Oh, and Lord, overturn the evil designs of wicked men and frustrate their intentions, we pray thee. And we do ask, Lord, that thou wilt grant, Lord, that there may be a cessation of war and bloodshed in Ukraine. And indeed elsewhere in this world. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou put a stop to war. And pray, dear Lord, that thou grant, Lord, thy help to those politicians, those leaders of the nations, Lord, to get around the table and talk instead of war. Lord, do mercifully hear our prayer, we pray. Lord, and the prayer for our nation, as our Prime Minister and his government, Lord. Lord, we do pray, thy gracious, mercifully intervention, Lord, and pray, dear Lord, that thou raise up for us men of God that fear thy name, Lord, that know what England ought to do. Oh, gracious Lord, we ask. Ah, Lord, thou knowest the many evils that abound, Lord, and those organizations, Lord, that promote such sin and iniquity. Oh, Lord, we pray, thy gracious help. Preserve us, Lord, from further going down the road of sin and iniquity. Oh, Lord, we remember years ago, Lord, one said in prayer once about the sin and iniquity that flows down our streets like water. And Lord, we don't know what he would say now. Oh, Lord, it doesn't flow down, Lord. It seems to be a torrent. Gracious Lord, mercifully appear. Then, Lord, hear our prayers. We need thy help, Lord. We're only a poor man and a sinful man at that. But, dear Lord, we look to thee. Oh, I will look up unto the hills. Whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. And Lord, my help must come from thee this morning. Then, gracious Lord, do come. Remember each and all we would pray for. Any that we've omitted, Lord, appear to them and bless them and favour them. And do help us now. And dear Lord, do come then, fulfil thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Then come and open once mouth. Touch my lips with that knife cold from off that heavenly altar. So we plead the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn number 832. The men that fear the Lord in every state are blessed. The Lord will grant whatever they want. Their souls shall dwell at rest. Hymn 832.
Thank you.
in dependence upon the Lord, and ask your very prayerful attention to the book of the Song of Solomon, chapter 2. Unusually, but I want to read a few verses from verse 8 to verse 13. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 8 to 13. The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh, leaping upon the mountain, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young fox. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of the bird is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. These words came to one's mind. I trust that by the Lord on the past day, we are so thankful the Lord has made a way for us to move where we are now. I've always personally lived in the town, but now we're in the country more. And right behind us is a wood. As I sat reading the Bible yesterday afternoon and trying to prepare for today, the doors were open because of the lovely weather, and it was so beautiful to hear the birds singing. And this word seemed to seal home on my heart that I should venture with it. And the time, the singing of birds has come. But when I looked at the portion here, well, yes, you might say it's a long text. That may be so. But I really don't see where we can stop or start with this text, except we must start at verse 8 and finish at verse 13. It's so beautiful. It's often been said that the Song of Solomon, why sometimes we see or hear rather the voice of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and other times it's the voice of the Church of God. And if it's the voice of the Church of God, it's going to be then the voice of his people in their pathways, in their trials, in their difficulties. But you know, dear soul, the path is not all down. It is not all down. You may be down this morning, but it's not all down. Sometimes it's up. And sometimes there's that note of praise and thanksgiving unto the Lord. Why, verse 11 here. For lo, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. Yes, you know, when the winter, we look at the trees and the bushes and so on, and it all looks so void, it looks so dead, it's so deathless, all seems to be written over it all. Will it ever come forth again? Well, you and I know that it will come forth again. The winter is past, but you know, sometimes there's the experience of God's dear people. They seem to have a winter's experience. There's, you know, the days are short in the winter, aren't they? There's no, the sunlight is less. And perhaps, dear soul, you think you've not seen anything of late. And you're wondering, you say, will the Lord ever come? Well, dear soul, as day follows night, so, dear soul, so the Lord will appear. The time of love will come when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me, dear soul, look up, press on, go forward, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Well, you go back to the first verse of this text, verse 8. The voice of my beloved. Behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountain, skipping upon the hills. Well, it's the voice of my beloved. You know, that portion I read just a moment ago from John's Gospel of Dear Mary. And I only changed my reading just perhaps 10 minutes, quarter of an hour before the service. I wasn't going to read this part of the Word of God at all, but it came to me so sweetly and powerfully about this dear Mary. Why, yes, with her, yes, it was winter. It was winter, as that other chapter in Luke's Gospel, as those two on the road to Emmaus, why they were saying that Jesus had drawn near to them. And why? And he says to them that what manner of communication do you have one with another and are sad? What is all about? Oh, have you not heard? Have you not known? Oh, yes, dear soul. And what did the Lord Jesus do and say unto them? Why, as these two walked on that road to Emmaus, what things, said Jesus, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed and word before God and all the people. Now the chief priests, rulers, delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. And we trusted that it had been he that should have redeemed Israel. But beside this, today is the third day since these things were done. Is that how you feel this morning? You see, their hope was dead and buried. Their hope was dead and buried. But dear soul, it wasn't. It wasn't. The Saviour lives no more to die. He lives the Lord enthroned on high. And dear soul, as the hymn writer says, yes, and he lives in heaven to intercede for us, to answer your poor prayers and mine. Blessed be his glorious name. God, you see, it's the voice of my beloved. Why, dear Mary, what was his voice? You know, it's my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Well, when the Lord said unto her, Mary, she knew that voice. She'd heard it before. Ah, yes, she heard it when he called her by his grace. When he called her by his grace. Why? Well, dear soul, has the Lord called you by his grace? Is there an aching void in your heart? Oh, you want to hear more of him, from him. Yes, you love to hear. You love to hear the gospel preached. But you want to hear from his own mouth. You want him to seal the word home into your heart. Oh, your prayer is so often with the psalmist, is it not? Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation, and I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Oh, my beloved, the voice of my beloved. Behold, listen to this, dear soul. Behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. You got some mountains, poor soul, this morning. Mountains of guilt. Mountains of unbelief. Mountains of impossibilities. What does the Lord say unto his people? Well, he says this to us in the 40th chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah. He says, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Yes, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Let me just refer you to the second verse of this Isaiah 40. Why? Well, first verse, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received the Lord's hand double for all her sins. She hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Yes, the voice of my beloved, he came leaping over the mountains, skipping over the hills. You know, when the dear Lord Jesus, I believe it was before Pilate, he says to him, for this cause came I into the world. This whole is what he came for. He laid by his glory. He came to this earth. Ah, yes, but that miraculous birth of the dear Lord Jesus by the Virgin Mary. Yes. And he came forth, then dear soul. Yes. And he speaks to his people. The voice of my beloved. What does Peter say? Whom, having not seen, ye love. Now, you and I haven't seen him literally. But to see him by God-given faith, to see him there, the Son of God, a man, the God-man, the Lord, the Saviour of sinners. Let me say this to you, poor soul, the friend of sinners. Yes, Jesus is the sinner's friend. The voice of my beloved. Oh, he cometh leaping upon the mountain, skipping over the hills. Yes, Isaiah says, the crooked shall be made straight and the rough places plain. He pardons all manner of sin. I wish I could see some of your faces. He pardons all manner of sin. Yes, I quote it and I will again. The vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Yes. You that may be sitting in the chapel now this morning with your head hung down like a bulrush. You're feeling to be the worst of the worst, the vilest of the vilest, the poorest of the poorest. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost.
And he doesn't, hasn't, and will not change his mind. Yes. He loves his people, great and small, and grasping hard, embraces all, and gnaw with a soul part. Tours with life, pants through death, cries with his expiring breath, 'tis finished and complete. Yes, tears are. What did he say? I came. Yes, dear sir. Listen to this. You that feel to be so unworthy, so unrighteous, so wicked, such a vile, wretched sinner as you feel to be. What did Jesus say? I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And here's our. When you were on your knees on the past night, you were begging for mercy. And I venture to say this as well. You know, there's that dear woman in the gospel. She ventured to cry. She washed his feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Oh, you say, see a poor sinner, dearest Lord, whose soul encouraged by the word, at mercy's footstool would remain, and there would look and look again. The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. Yes, these valleys shall be made exalted, these valleys shall be exalted, the mountains, hills laid low. Sin and unbelief will be gone. The Lord appears. My dust he'll raise and glory he'll give, and I to his praise in heaven shall live, and there he'll deliver my soul more fear, and to me forever the Lord will appear. That'll be your song, dear son. That'll be your song. To me forever the Lord will appear. What, me? Yes, me. You, poor son. Blessed be his glorious name. Yes, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. Yes, you say, dear Mary, there's this. It was an impossibility, as she thought. Her Saviour was dead. He was buried. He'd been crucified. Where was all her religion, all her hopes, all gone? It's all, it's not. It's not. It's all. Jesus came to save. Save sinners. Yes, and the very worst. And the very worst. And look at one, dear soul, that yes, in the last hours of his life, that dying thief on the cross at Calvary. Yeah. See, what did I quote before? He loves his people, great and small, and grasping hard, embraces all, and nor with a soul will part. He wouldn't part with his dying thief on the cross. And say, my soul, why not for thee? Jesus came to save sinners. Why not for thee? Don't you come in that category? Are you not in that category? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. Yes. You know, Hezekiah, dear man, gracious king, but, you know, he'd received a sentence, hadn't he? A death sentence. Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. But, you know, dear Hezekiah, he turned his face toward the wall. He was on a bed of affliction. He couldn't get off of that bed. Didn't stop him praying. It hasn't stopped you and I praying, has it, dear soul? Oh, and he came and he prays. Oh, yes. Isaiah 38, I'm looking at verse 9, the writing of Hezekiah. But, you know, he says this, I reckon till morning, as a lion, slowly break all my bones. From day even to night, will they make an end of me? Like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail when looking up. O Lord, I'm oppressed. Undertake from me. What shall I say? They have both spoken unto me and themselves have done it. I shall go softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul. That was Hezekiah's conclusion. Is all? Is it yours? Is it yours? I should go softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul. But you know, it wasn't long. Would I quote very early in this morning? The Lord will appear. The Lord appeared to Hezekiah. What does he say? He says this, verse 17, behold, for peace I have great bitterness. But, there's one of these blessed, glorious buts in the word of God. A but in dear Hezekiah's religion. Dear soul, have you got a but? Where the Lord has appeared, where the Lord has come, where the Lord broken down, where the Lord has come skipping over the mountains and the hills, exalting the valleys. Yes, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. See, the pit of corruption skipping over the valleys. Skipping over the valleys, the hills. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Yes, verse 11 again. Lo, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. So what is next? Why is the time? The flowers appear on the earth. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing the birds is come. Yes, the natural singing of the birds is so beautiful, is it not? Yes, to hear the birds singing. The dawn chorus, about what I was referring to as the middle of the afternoon. The flowers appear. There's a breaking forth. Just as the farmer sows his seed in the ground. Yes. And you look at it, there's nothing there. Day after day, there's nothing there. But presently, first there's a blade. Yes. Then there's the ear and the full corn that is in the ear. The flowers appear. And it is so, is it not? The flowers appear. You think of the early spring when the crocuses and those type of flowers come through the earth. That little flower has made its way all up through that hard, frosty ground. It's been preserved. Now it comes forth. Oh, and there's joy. Oh, there's such a revival. Has there been something of this in your heart? Where the Lord mercifully has appeared, where the Lord has shone into your heart, where the sweet sentence of his love and his mercy to your poor never dying soul? I turn here. I hope I can find it. It's here in the Proverbs, and it reads like this: my son, yes, Proverbs 23:26, my son, give me thine heart. The Lord draw near to you and bless you with such a word as that. Oh, my son, give me thine heart. You say, but you don't realise how wretched I've been. I don't want to realise. I've got enough of my own. But dear soul, I know this to be the truth. God's word cannot fail. My son, give me thine heart. Yes, rebellious thou hast been, and art rebellious still, but since in love I took thee in, my promise I'll fulfill. You know, there's that prodigal. He went off, didn't he? Yes. Yeah. But the Lord mercifully appeared. The Lord mercifully appeared to him. He brought him down. He brought him down to rock bottom. He brought him to the end of the earth. He brought him to where it hurt. He brought him to where it pinched. Yes, he would find and fill his belly with a husk at the point of it. Yeah, but he appeared. Yes, and God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. And this island, this was the Lord's wonder to that prodigal son, was it not? Why? Because, you see, it brought him to his senses. It brought him to his senses. It brought him to realize that the wages of sin is death and the gift of God is eternal life. And he realized he was a sinner. And he realized that there was food enough and to spare in my Father's house. I'll go and return. Yes. Yes. I'm not worthy to be called his son, but I'll still go. Perhaps he'll make me as one of the hired servants. Yes. Oh, my son, give me thine heart. Oh, come then, repenting sinner, come. Oh, what thou wilt, the total sum is cancelled by his death. Time to sing the birds is come. Ah, is all. Have you come to this? Have you come to this? You know, it bears out here in the following chapter, does it not? Why, you know, there is the one that she'd sought on her bed. By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. Sought him, but I found him not. Was that you? Has that been you of late, dear soul? At the times you sought him on your bed at night, you wept your pillow with tears of godly sorrow and repentance and absent cries, a longing to find him. Oh, to know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. All earthly good I count but loss and triumph in my Saviour's cross. Knowledge of all terrestrial things, ne'er to my soul true pleasure brings. No peace for the Son of God, no joy but through his pardoning blood. Well, you see, the church here, the church, the individual is made up, you see. Ah, a poor sinner sitting in Swayze Chapel this morning. I rise now. I go and sit in the streets and the broad ways. I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I seek him whom my soul loveth. Yes, dear soul, you love him. Not seeing him, but you love him because you love his word. It's been made precious to your soul. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Why, you see, it was of a little I passed from them, I found him. Whom my soul loveth, I held him, and I would not let him go until I'd brought him into my mother's house in the chamber of her that conceived me. Yes, and here's the time of the singing of birds, you say. Ah, yes. Then will I tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour I have found. I'll point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. He has done great things for me, whereof I am glad. Yes, Jesus saw me when a stranger wandering from the fold of God. He has saved my soul from danger, interposed his precious blood. Blessed be his glorious name. The time seeing the birds is come. The voice of the turtle is heard in our land. Ah, you know, the turtle is a very shy bird, very quiet bird. And you don't hear it apparently all the winter. now. Ah, this is old. Winter has stopped your song and mine, has it not, dear soul? But now the voice of the turtle is heard on our land. Oh, yes, and the turtle sends forth her voice. It's old. Are you a turtle this morning? Are you ready to say, come all ye that fear God, and I'll declare what he hath done for my soul? My beloved spake, said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. I've gone back to verse 10. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. You know, again, yes, I know this portion is often read and quoted to those that are drawing near the end of life's journey. But as I was trying to think and meditate on this the past evening, it came so sweetly to me, and I trust powerfully by the Spirit, why, you know, that here the Lord calls a poor sinner out of nature's darkness into his marvellous light. Indeed, as he did that dying thief on the cross at Calvary. Yes, you see, it rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. The Lord speaking, rise up. Leave the hateful ways of sin, turn to the fold and enter in. Yes, dear soul, and the Lord Jesus, why, oh, how encouragingly he speaks unto his people. And it's my love, my fair one. My love, my fair one. Well, dear soul, we've already touched upon the Lord's forgiving love, and quoting from Isaiah, and he forgives sin and iniquity. Ah, let me just read this verse to you as well, two verses. I hear in Isaiah 43:25, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. And will not remember thy sins. These are like Hezekiah, you see, they're all cast behind his back, to be remembered no more, to be cast into the depths of the sea. Again, Isaiah 44:22, I have blotted out. Well, let's read 21. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. What is he saying? Isaiah 49. Zion says, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my God hath forgotten me. But the Lord answers, can a woman forget a sucking child? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Well, the Lord says here in Isaiah 44, I will not forget, shall not forget thee. And then he says this, again, dear son, Isaiah 43:25, he says that, I am he that blotted out thy transgressions. And dear soul, just a few more verses on. Chapter 44, verse 22. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Yes, dear soul. Yes, my beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Come away from the beggarly elements of this poor, dying, wretched world. come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. I blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions. You know, you think of a dark day. A very dark, dark cloud. And, you know, sometimes you have to put the lights on, don't you, because it seems so dark. Perhaps you say, oh, let's say you feel spiritually this morning. Oh, yes, there's no light. But the Lord says here, I blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions. Well, how do those thick clouds go? They go, dear soul, because the Lord causes a wind. The Lord causes a wind to part the clouds. So we come back to this text again, verse 8. He cometh leaping upon the mountains, skimming upon the hills. Dear soul, and when he comes, yes, those thick clouds go, they depart. And there's the sun shining forth, beaming down upon the earth. And dear soul, and here's the Son of God shining with that sunshine of righteousness into your poor soul and mine. Blessed be his glorious name. For I have formed thee, I blotted out as the cloud thy transgressions. Yes. Dear soul, your sin and mine may be immense, but dear soul, his grace is greater than all your sin and mine put together. Yes, it is. It's a thick cloud. All manner of sin shall be forgiven thee. All manner of sin shall be forgiven. You might think of various sins. You take the commandments. Not kill. To not steal. To not commit adultery. To not bear false witness. To not covet. And who in the chapel can put up their hand and say they're not guilty? No. These are all manner of sin. And as a thick cloud. Now all fair might rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Thou fair. You know, when that prodigal came back, and you know, the father sent to her the best robe to be put on him. Bring forth the best robe and put it on him. He's now fair. And so will you be, dear soul. So will you be, so will I be. When we're clothed in the righteousness of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Yes, he took the robe the Saviour wrought and wrapped it all around. Blessed be his glorious name. Yes, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Yes, yes, leave the hateful ways of sin. Turn to the fold and enter in. Yes, and now, why? There's this divine attraction, is there not? The things that you and I once cared nothing about. Why, didn't care about the services of God's house. Didn't care about the prayer meetings. He didn't care about others. All we wanted was self, self, self. God is all. When we come and follow the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, it'll be Christ first, others second, and self last. Oh, then, dear soul, yes, it's rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. See, they're fair because they're washed, they're cleansed. And cleansed. You're not clean, you're not made clean through corruptible things such as gold and silver, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without spot and without blemish. The voice of my beloved. This just comes to mind. I know I seem to be rambling rather, but it's the voice of my beloved. Yes. leaping over the mountains, skipping over the hills. By, you know, and Jesus came forth from that grave. He died. I hope for your offenses and mine, for your transgressions and mine, your iniquities and mine. But he rose again for our justification. Yes. And he died, dear soul, for the ungodly. He died for the ungodly. God commended his love towards him that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yes. It is, rise, my love, my fair one, and come away. And this repeated twice, is it not? At the end of verse 13, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Well, there've been some rambling remarks, but dear soul, there's this, you know, oh, that this may be your lot and mine. Yes, when, and I quote this, you know, often, when this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing to him that died to save. Yes, and to be with Christ, which is far better. To be with Christ, which is far better. You know, dear Jacob, why the Lord appeared to him on that road where he stayed that night. He took the stones for his pillow. And the Lord appeared to him. What did he say? That this is the house of God and this is the gate of heaven. Oh, that the house of God may be made to you and I, dear soul, the gate of heaven. Here my best kindred dwell. Here my Saviour reigns. And here where I meet my beloved, who is the altogether lovely and the chiefest among 10,000, him whom my soul loveth. I from all things parted I could be, but never, never, Lord, from thee. Well, I leave a few simple thoughts. May the Lord bless the word and his name alone must and shall have all the glory. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Timothy Parrish will preach this evening. There'll be no Sunday school today. And God willing, Mr. Pocock will preach tomorrow evening, and Mr. Roland Wheatley next Lord's Day. Our friends at Oakington hold their Thanksgiving service on Wednesday evening, and the collections today are for the Christian Institute. Our closing hymn is number 127. Rejoice, the Lord is King, your God and King adore. Mortals give thanks and sing and triumph evermore. Lift up the heart, lift up the voice, rejoice aloud, ye saints, rejoice. Hymn 127.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, do bless. Oh, that we may indeed, each and every one, Lord, oh, hear the archangel's voice and sing and rejoice in heaven to him that loved us and gave himself for us. Bless thy word, bless thy people there, Lord, and be with them this evening. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, love of God, sweet communion, Holy Spirit, rest and abide with each, now and always. Amen.